Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yes. Try the good side of things.
Thank you.
Thank you. to be done in the morning.
Housework goes by faster when you're listening to WGTS 91.9.
The results are not very.
Oh, yes. We are in the mountains. We are moving. The Bible belongs to God Almighty. Your problem belongs to God. Battle belongs to God. Your battle belongs to God. It's not your battle. Take on Chronicles 20, verse 15. The battle is not your battle, it's God's battle. Thank you, Lord. I'm inside of my knees. Oh, God. But it belongs to you. But it belongs to you. The battle belongs to God. It's not your battle, it is God's battle.
Hello. Yeah.
Welcome.
Yes, sir. Archbishop, how are you?
Exactly. Like an honorable professor. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, bless you, sir.
Yes, sir. Hello, Archbishop.
Yeah, welcome. Hi, my brother David, and
well, your little brother and young son Gabriel is doing good. So my wife is doing very fine. I myself too.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit sick. Likewise, my wife and Gabriel, but we are doing fine now. Let me put you, because I'm looking, also extending my eyes towards Gabriel. Maybe 12 minutes I should be back, or 15 minutes or so. I should be back.
Okay.
Yes, but I'm on the line. I'm really on the line here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. In fact, God is in charge of Gabriel. The Lord is not in charge of him. Yes, the battle is the Lord's battle. Take on Chronicles 20, verse 15. It's not our battle. It is God's battle. Whatever you are going through at this time, cast it upon Christ. Cast your burden upon Christ, for he cares for you. Cast your cares upon Jesus. Cast your burden upon Jesus, for he cares for you. Cast your burden upon Jesus, For you came, for you higher, for he cares for you. Cast your burden upon Jesus. For he cares for you.
We cast all our cares upon Christ.
Yes, today in this broadcast, we cancel our burdens upon Christ, as many that are coming in from all over the world. Over 650 people have just came in. And I tell you, God is not going to fail you. The word of God we got today from that song says, the battle is not your battle. It is God's battle. Second Chronicles 20 verse 15. When King Jehoshaphat had all the enemies coming against him, and he was shivering, and then he had to run into the house of God and began to pray. As he was praying, the word of God came forth. This battle is not yours. It is God's battle. Every problem you are facing in life, it is not your problem. It is God's own problem. Every trouble, every fear, every anxiety, every issue you have in your family, in your home, in your business, in your job, in your ministry, in your church, in your community, every problem we have is not our problem. It is God's problem. Because what God says, casting your cares upon Christ, for he careth for you. Casting your problems upon Jesus. Can you solve a problem? You don't have the answer. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. I know you got a question at the corners of your heart. This is not a discouragement, but it's a new condition. I'm telling you now, what a God I want you to do. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the only answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. He's the answer to all our troubles and fears and anxieties and all our issues. We have a God that we can call upon in the days of trouble, for he delivers us. Oh, yes. Psalm 34, verse 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivered them from them all. The righteous are afflicted, but there is a God that delivers the righteous from all the afflictions they are going through. You know, so we have a God that delivers, that sets free, that solves our problem. Our God is not a dead God. Our God is the God that you call upon. Call upon him in the days of trouble. Call upon him, he will answer you. Call upon Jesus in the days of trouble. Call upon Christ, he will answer you. Call upon Jesus in the days of trouble. Call upon him, he will answer you. Call upon Jesus in the days of trouble. Call upon Christ, he will answer you. We need to call upon him in prayer. When you call upon him, he does not say, hey, I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Forevermore. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. He will never fail. He has never failed. Forevermore. I'll be very big God. who is always on my side, a very big God, by my side, by my side. Yeah, the very big God, who is always on my side, a very big God, by my side, by my side. You are the very big God, who is always on your side, a very big God, by our side, by our side. You are the very big God, who is always on our side, a very big God, by our side, by our side. You are the very big God, who is always on our side, a very big God, by our side, by our side. We are the very big God, who is always on our side, a very big God, by our side. You are the very big God, who is always on your side, a very big God, by your side, by your side. You are the very big God, who is always on our side, a very big God, by our side. We are the very big God, who is always on our side. Very big God, by my side. I have a very big God, who is always on my side. A very big God, by my side. You have a very big God, who is always on our side. A very big God, by our side, by our side. By your side, you have a big God. He's a big, big God. Oh, yeah, he's bigger than your problems. He's bigger than your troubles. He's bigger than your fear. He's bigger than your anxiety. He's bigger than your needs. Bigger than all your problems. Bigger than all your needs. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. Bigger than all our troubles. Bigger than all our fears, God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. Your God is bigger than all your problems, oh, bigger than all your needs. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. Your God is bigger than all your troubles, oh, bigger than all your needs. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. Bigger than all your questions, bigger than all your needs. God is bigger than every mountain. You cannot see. Our God is bigger than all our problems. Oh, bigger than all our needs. God is bigger than every mountain. You cannot see. Bigger than all your questions. Bigger than all your needs. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. Our God is bigger than all our troubles, oh, bigger than all our fears. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Professor, are you ready? Okay, you. So I'm going to share a scripture, and then we shall continue. And it has to do with a scripture we just had in that song, Casting All Your Cares Upon Christ. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. It says, casting all your care upon Christ, for he careth for you. Casting your problem upon Christ is very important. Jesus said, which of you can by much troubling add one more cubit to your height? Can you, by strength shall no man prevail. It is not by power, nor by might. It is by the Spirit, saith the Lord. Problems are bound to be on the ways of people. Even when Jesus was here on earth, he faced persecution. There was antagonism, all kinds of things he went through. On his way to the cross, Jesus encountered a lot of things. Even the Apostle Paul, though he was a preacher called by God, anointed, but he went through persecution and tribulation and all kinds of things that happened to him. The difference is that God was available for him at that time of need. That is a very big difference. See? In Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2, he says, "You are my people, O Israel. I have redeemed thee. I have called you by my name." Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2. "I have formed thee, I have called thee by my name." He says, "When thou passest through the waters," verse 2. Verse 2 says, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." See? When you go through all these things, God said he will be with you. It's a great difference. It's a great difference when you have a God who is with you always. Jesus said to the disciples, he said, "No, I'm with you always." Moses and the Israelites were to cross the Red Sea. What did they need? They just needed God on their side. And he opened the Red Sea, and God took them through the Red Sea. River Jordan, that was how they crossed. There was no food. God rained manna from heaven. There was no water. God opened the rock, and water came out. See? The issue is, who do you have by your side? It matters. All that the people of God had was God on that side. See, with God, all things are possible. Not with men. Man will fail you. Human being will fail you. Your husband will fail you. Your wife will fail you. Your brother, your sister, your friend, your government. Look at the banks. Banks fail. Do you imagine? You know, did you imagine that banks were going to be failing people? You know? But that is life, you know? So, this thing is happening here and there. But whom do we have? He now says, "When you go through the fires of life, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers of life," those rivers will not swallow you. You know, that is the difference. The waters of life, the fires of life, you will go through difficulties and hardships and problems, but there is a God that is always there for you. It makes all the difference. The Egyptians, they wanted to cross the same Red Sea. They wanted to cross the same Red Sea. They forgot that they are not part of the covenant. A covenant was established in Egypt. What was the covenant? Every home, every family, to split a ram and put the blood of the lamb on the doorpost and on the lintel. Yeah, thank you so much. Jesus loves you and God bless you. Thank you so much. Put the doorpost, put the blood on the doorpost and on the lintel. That was a covenant. The blood of Jesus, symbolizing the blood of Jesus that was going to be shed on Calvary's tree. But what they were doing in Egypt was a symbol of what is yet to come. See, the blood on the doorpost and on the lintel. That is the cross. If you put blood on a doorpost, on two doorposts, and then you put it on the lintel, you have drawn a cross. That is the cross. So the spirit of death was going to come by night, and it shall see the blood and pass over you. But these people who don't have covenant with God, they don't have relationship with the Almighty. They don't have connection with God. They don't have, you know, anything to do with the God of Jacob. They are no part of the covenant. And so the spirit of death came and started killing the firstborn in the Egyptian home. And when he came to where the Israelites were, he saw the blood and passed over you. I prophesy to you, everyone hearing this word today, that the blood of Jesus will speak for you. The blood of Jesus is on your doorpost. The blood of Jesus is on your lintel. The blood of Jesus is on your family. The blood of Jesus is on your home. The blood of Jesus is on your car. The blood of Jesus is on the airplane and the vehicle and the train in which you are traveling. And the enemy shall see the blood and pass over you, because the blood of Jesus covers us. The blood of Jesus protects us. The blood of Jesus speaketh life. The blood of Jesus speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Abel was speaking justice, but the blood of Jesus was speaking salvation and grace and mercy upon us. That is the blood we have. Oh, yeah, that is the new covenant, the new testament. Oria basandoria. Iblende, they cross the Red Sea on dry land. Somebody else could not cross the Red Sea. God has always chosen his people. Oh, from day one. From day one, God has always chosen his people. Okay, this is Noah. In the book of Genesis, Noah and his family, God looked to the earth and he saw that there is only one man and his family that is faithful. That was Noah and his family. But all the other people, they live in wickedness and evil. And God told Noah, I'm going to destroy the whole earth. These people, they don't want to repent and become true Christians. I'm going to destroy the whole earth. Noah built an ark and put all the animals, male and female, and then get into the ark. For 40 days and 40 nights, rain is going to pour down from heaven. Water will fill the earth and cover the whole earth, and everything will perish. And so Noah obeyed. Noah preached to the people to repent. They refused. They made mockery of Noah. They said, Noah, you are wasting your time. Why are you preaching? You don't have to preach. You know, they made mockery of the servant of God. You know, that is what is happening today. People don't want to repent, and so they are living funny. They are playing fun. You know, so judgment came. Water filled the whole earth, and every living thing died. Only Noah and his family got saved. See, it's still happening today. Judgment is still going on. And only the true people of Christ, on the last day, only true believers shall be raptured. On the last day, only true believers shall be raptured. Only true believers shall be raptured on the last day. See? Here was Lot and his family living in Sodom and Gomorrah, a city of corruption, a city known for sexual perversion, a city known for homosexualism and lesbianism, a city known for evil, Sodom and Gomorrah. And God was angry. See, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, they don't want to repent. They don't want to turn away from their wicked ways. God said, I'm going to destroy all of them. So he sent two angels. Two angels went there and they told Lot, Lot, you are the only family that is saved. Get out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Get out of this place, because God is coming to destroy the whole of this place. So Lot and his wife and children, they ran out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And judgment came. Fire rained from heaven and consumed and destroyed the whole of Sodom and Gomorrah, and everything was destroyed. See, God has always chosen his own. God has always picked his own. God has always separated his own. Oh, yes, in the days of Moses, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, the people were already worshiping beings. They were already worshiping idols. They were already worshiping golden calves. And Moses said, who is on the Lord's side? Come to this side. You know, there are those who are always on the Lord's side. They are always separated. Jesus said, I'm going to separate the sheep from the goat. There are goats. Goats will not hear you. Goat is stubborn. Goat is rude. Goat is rebellious. Goat means disobedience. But the sheep, those are the people of God. Jesus said in Matthew 25, I'm going to separate the sheep from the goats. Oh, yes. I pray for you today that you will be a sheep of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are not going to be a goat. You are a sheep of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says we are the sheep of his pasture. So he is our, the Lord is our shepherd. We are his sheep. He is shepherding us. He is leading us. He is teaching us. He is praying for us. Jesus is praying for the church. You know, you look at John chapter 11. Jesus was praying for the church. Oh, Jesus is an intercessor. He's a prayer warrior. One day, Jesus cried and the disciples were sitting. And they were talking, and Jesus looked to Peter. He said, Peter, you know what? Satan had wanted to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you. See? No wonder Peter was saved from the prison yard when Herod wanted to behead him. God saved him from the prison. They sent an angel to open the prison and brought Peter out. You know, Jesus was foreseen. Jesus was a prophet. You know, Jesus was a prophet. He's a prophet. He's still a prophet today. Jesus is prophesying the word of God to you right now. Oh, yes. And so, Jesus Christ told Peter, he said, Peter, I see in the spirit that Satan wanted to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you. And so, that was how Peter was delivered from untimely death, you know, that Herod had planned for him. You ask me who is praying for me? Jesus is praying for me. And I want to tell you, Jesus is praying for you too. When Jesus is praying for you, your life will never be the same again. If you look at John chapter 11, John chapter 17, Jesus was praying for the church. He was praying for the Christians, praying for the believers. Jesus is praying for us. He is the sheep shepherd. He is our pastor. Oh, yes. He is the Lord and bishop of our soul. Paul was writing to Timothy. He said, the Lord and bishop of our souls. So he's the one leading us and directing us and controlling us and telling us what to do. Oh, yes, you got to hook up with him today. You got to hook up with him because there is no other way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. You need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ today. Let him come into your life and have you as his own so that you can have eternal life. What shall he profit you? If you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul. There is no problem so difficult and so hard for the Lord to solve. I want to pray with you right now. Wherever you are from any part of the world, there is no distance in prayer. The centurion said, Master, speak thy word, and my servant shall be healed. And so Jesus spoke the word, and the word went forth and brought healing and deliverance to the people. Yes, in the name of Jesus, wherever you are, bow your head and close your eyes. I want you to join me in this prayer to believe God for your blessing, for your healing, for your salvation. Yes, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone that is hearing this word today, that they will be doers of your word. God, send your word to save them, to heal them, to deliver, to bless. In the name of Jesus, let your word have a place in your life. God, lay hands upon everyone that have had your word today. Jesus, lay your right hand of miracle, your right hand of healing, your right hand of deliverance. Lord Jesus, touch that boy, touch that girl, touch that man, touch that woman. Touch everyone that is hearing the sound of my voice, as many that are keyed into this program today. Lord Jesus, touch them with your miracle working power. And let them be made every week whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. Touch them, Jesus. Touch them, Jesus. Touch them, Jesus. Let them be made whole. Let every yoke be destroyed. Every bond be loosed. The oppressed be set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus says to you, thou art loose from your infirmity. You are loose from that sickness. You are loose from that disease. You are loose from oppression. You are loose from depression. You are loose from hardship and frustration. You are loose from failure and disappointment. You are loose from disgrace. In the name of Jesus, thou art loose from your infirmity. Jesus is saying to you, thou art loose from your infirmity. Jesus is saying that word to you right now. Receive the word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Be made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Set you free with the Holy Ghost power. Be down in our soul. This very hour, he makes you whole, he makes you free. He sets you free, free, free with the Holy Ghost power. He sets us free with the Holy Ghost power. Deep down in our soul, this very hour, he makes us whole, he makes us free. He set you free, free, free with the Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus set us free with the power of the Holy Ghost, who the Son of God shall set free, is free indeed. Receive the freedom, the liberty that Jesus Christ provided for you. On Golgotha Hill, over 2,000 years ago, when he shed his blood for the remission of your sins, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Enjoy this prayer and worship while we get ready for the next section. Enjoy the praise and worship. Enjoy that praise and worship while we get ready for the next section.
Find one. On the bare back
of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine how he suffered for you? 39 stripes. Hey, Rekeboya. 39 stripes on the bare body of Jesus Christ. That 39 stripes represent the 39 diseases in the world today. There are 39 major diseases in the world today. Jesus took all our infirmities. He is the all-sufficient God. The all-sufficient God. You know, he forgiveth all your iniquities. He healeth all your diseases. Psalm 103 verse 3. Psalm 103 verse 3. He forgiveth all your iniquities and he healeth all your diseases. He is all-sufficient God. He took all our infirmities on himself. He supplied all our needs according to his riches in glory. Oh, yes, the all-sufficient God. On the cross, Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Are you ready to share? You are busy?
No, not yet. I'm still trying to supervise my son who is a little bit, I should say, mentally deficient.
Okay.
And I'll come up later on.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, God bless you. God bless you. Yes, Gabriel, God has touched you in the name of Jesus. Gabriel is healed by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. So, Rabbi Sandaria. Yes. Thank you, Lord. So, on the cross, Jesus accomplished everything for us. That's why he said, it is finished. The work of redemption, the work of salvation, the work of healing, the work of salvation, the work of deliverance is finished on the cross. Jesus screamed out, it is finished. The battle is over. It is finished. The victory is won. It is finished. The battle is over. It is finished. The victory is won. It is finished. The work of redemption is completed. The work of salvation was completed on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago. You are not healed right now. You were healed over 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary when Jesus took your place, died for you and shed his blood for the remission of your sins. By his stripes, you were healed. 39 major diseases of the world. Jesus took them upon himself on Calvary's tree. And he proclaimed, he said, it is finished. He completed the work, the assignment of salvation, healing, and deliverance. Jesus completed all. So all we need to do is to appropriate what Jesus did to ourselves. We have to receive what Jesus did. We have to claim it. We have to take it by force from the days of John the Baptist to now. The kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violence takes it by force. You need to take the kingdom by force. You need to take the promise by force. You need to take the blessing by force. You need to take the anointing by force. You need to take your deliverance by force. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, receive all that Jesus accomplished for you on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago. Receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. I want you to enjoy this praise and worship while we get ready. Thank you. is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to me. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God that blesses us, the God that sent Jesus Christ to die for us, that is the true God. We are not going to serve any dead God. We are not going to serve any human being. We are not going to serve anything else. We are not going to serve or worship any other God. All other God. They are the works of men. You are the only God. There is none like thee. All other God. They are the works of men. You are the only God. There is none like thee. I said with you the other day, I said there are so many gods. So many gods. The gods, they don't hear when you talk to them. The God, those gods are blind. They don't. They have hands, they can't eat. They have ears, they can't hear people. You know, they have mouth, they can't eat. Idols. Some people still go and serve idols as their God. That's not your God. The God we are serving is the God that created heaven and earth. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Israel. The God that answered by fire, the God of Elijah, that is the God we are serving. The God that you pray unto and he answers you. The God that you call unto whether day or night and he answers you. We are not worshiping dead God. We are not worshiping human beings. We are not worshiping our dead fathers. We are not worshiping our dead mothers. We are not worshiping rivers. We are not worshiping the sea and the ocean. We are not worshiping ourselves. We are not worshiping money. We are not worshiping any other thing. We are worshiping the living God, the true God, the God of salvation, the God of healing, the God of deliverance, the God of blessing. Oh, somebody asked me, he said, Brother Stevie, does God bless people? I said, yes. Oh, did you read the Bible? Abraham, in Genesis chapter 12, God called Abraham, in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, 4, God called Abraham, he said, come from the all of the Chaldeans, come from all these wicked wars, come, let me make you a nation. And in Genesis chapter 13, Abraham went to Egypt, Genesis chapter 13. Abraham went to Egypt and dwelt there. In those days, you can wander from one city to the other. You can travel just like we are doing today. You know, Abraham lived in Egypt. Then the scripture says that when he was coming out of Egypt, God so blessed him in Egypt that he had silver and gold and wealth and riches and servants, and they had so much. You know, sheep and cattle. In those days, they weren't using cash like we do today. You know, we are using cash. You know, in those days, the cattle and servants and oxen, you know, animals and the riches were not physical cash in those days. So Abraham had gold and silver and wealth and riches. You know, God has blessed him. You know, that same God is a God we need to serve. The God that blesses us. The God that does not leave us comfortless. The God that has answers to our problems. When we need a job, we apply for a job, and God gives us a job. When we need a business, you go for a business, and you get a good business. When you need a child, you pray unto God, and God blesses your womb with children. You need a husband. You pray God to give you a faithful husband. Both of you will serve God. God gives you a husband. You need a wife. You need to call on the God. Call on God and he meets that need. He gives you the true wife that will be a blessing to you. You need a car. You need a good home to live on. You just call upon God. Hey, yes, I pray for Mimi Conjo 22 that God will meet your need in the name of Jesus. Yes, you can send your prayer request. Yeah, I see people sending prayer requests. You can email your prayer request or text it on this line. I'm just going to be praying over it. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead and send your prayer request. In the name of Jesus, I pray over those prayer requests that are coming in the name of Jesus. God, read through them. God, answer us by fire. God, answer them by fire. God, answer them, oh God. Yes, you are the God that we call upon. In the days of trouble, I will deliver. Call upon him. In the day of trouble, call upon Jesus. He will answer you. Yes, we call upon Jesus. We call upon the Holy Spirit. We call upon God Almighty to meet every need, every prayer request that is coming through right now. Lord Jesus, read through them right now. And intervene and interfere and do something new in the lives of the people. In the name of Jesus. Yes, feel free to email your prayer request. Feel free. Yes, feel free to email it. Send it. Yeah, we are, I can see some of you. Yes, I can see. I tell you, it's not me to answer it. God is answering it. Hey, the Almighty God. Hey. Almighty God, that is your name. We will never share your glory with anyone. We will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. Almighty God, that is your name. We will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God. That is your name. Oh, yes. Ha. I tell you, God is intervening. I can see obstacles and hindrances on the way. But Jesus is removing those obstacles now. In the name of Jesus, every obstacle, every hindrance, every obstruction on the way, we speak to them to get out of the way in the name of Jesus. Every hindering force is incapacitated space. Every power standing on the way to hinder the people of God, I command you be thou removed in the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease and problems and poverty and hardship, be thou removed in the name of Jesus. Every obstacle, financial difficulty, marital problems, family problems, every problem that is hindering you, the Lord Jesus is removing it right now. The Lord Jesus Christ is pushing it away. The Lord Jesus Christ is intervening right now. The Lord Jesus Christ intervenes right now. Bring solution to every difficulty. In the name of Jesus Christ. This mountain has been removed. This mountain. Has been removed, this mountain has been removed by my spirit, says thy Lord. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, says thy Lord. This mountain has been removed, this mountain has be removed in Jesus' name. This mountain has been removed in Jesus' name by my spirit, says the Lord. Jesus said, you can speak to this mountain. Be thou removed. If you will not bow to your heart, it shall be done. In the name of Jesus, in agreement with all my brethren on this broadcast, wherever you are in any part of the world, there is no distance in prayer. In the name of Jesus, we speak to every mountain, every Goliath, every obstacle, every hindrance, every obstruction, every oppression and depression, every power working against your destiny, every hindering forces, incapacitating spirit, all of you enemies of progress, standing on the way to hinder. I command you all to be bound in the name of Jesus. I curse you. I root you out. Get out of the way right now. In the name of Jesus, be thou removed. That mountain of sickness and oppression and depression, that mountain of financial hardship and depression be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. I see it going away. I see it going away. I see it going away. In the name of Jesus Christ. Arabasaya. Emblendeya. Era blagadaya. Ara blagadaya. Erebosaya. Oh, Rabasaya. Oh, Rabasandanya. Yes, Lord. We give you glory, O God. We give you honor and adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, mountain be thou removed. Eh, Rabasaya. Oh, Rabasandanya. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit is alone. This mountain I'll be removed in Jesus' name. This mountain I'll be removed in Jesus' name. This mountain I'll be removed in Jesus' name. By my spirit is alone. By the anointing, Jesus lives in you. Hello? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we still have almost 1 hour remaining. You can still dial in. Yeah, you can still dial in. Yeah. This mountain has been removed in Jesus' name. This mountain has been removed in Jesus' name. This mountain has been removed in Jesus' name. By my spirit is thy Lord. It's not by might. It's not by power. By my spirit is thy Lord. It's not by might. It's not by power. By my spirit, save thy Lord. This mountain has been removed in Jesus' name. This mountain I'll be removed in Jesus' name. This mountain I'll be removed in Jesus' name. By my spirit is thy Lord. Oh yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord is blessing every one of you today in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabasandaria Babaya Blagadaya. Indoro Bogodo Bogozo Blogodoya. Yendere Blogodo Bogozo Blogodoya. Indara Blagada Blagadaya. Yenderia. Yes. Wherever you are, stretch forth your right hand. Stretch forth your right hand. God is pouring out his blessings. God is pouring out his blessings. There's somebody, your car is very old and you want a new one. God is releasing that key to you right now. Release a new car. There's another person, you are trusting God for a better home where you can live, a better home. You have been living in a thatched house, a house, a place that is not comfortable for you. God is providing it right now. Somebody right now, begin to receive. Yes, begin to receive. God is releasing his blessings. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, we receive from the throne of grace. All that God has for, we receive Abraham's blessing. We receive prosperity and victory. Stretch out your right hand. Open your right hand in front of you. Begin to ask God to release his blessing into your life. Hey, the Lord is blessing you right now. The Lord is blessing you right now. The Lord is blessing you right now. The Lord is blessing us right now. The Lord is blessing us right now. The Lord is blessing you right now. The Lord is blessing you right now. The Lord is blessing you right now. Yes, we receive from the throne of grace all that God has for us today. In the name of Jesus, Satan, lose your grip and hold from everything that God has for us, his people. In the name of Jesus, therefore, demons, lose your grip and hold in the name of Jesus. We possess our possession. We take back double everything that the enemy stole from our account. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, we are glad to have our mother in Christ, Honorable Lady Evangelist, Alain Kalawa. God made it. She was able to come in today. She's going to share with us what God has laid in her heart. So I'm handing over to her now to share what God has put in her heart for us today. Welcome, the woman of God.
Thank you, sir. Lord, yes. God, today, this month is the month of March. We are
yes.
all marching forward in Jesus'
yes.
name.
Amen.
Moses, tell my people to move forward. We are surely moving forward in the name of John. The prosperity and wealth scripture is what I'm going to discuss tonight, so that the kingdom of God shall prosper. The Lord God, I claim the wealth of this earth to expand the kingdom of God and the wealth
yes.
of all our descendants, because without any wealth, you cannot do anything. It belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. I claim everything that Jesus' death has made available for us. Therefore, we receive them in Jesus' name. I declare
Amen.
All God has for us this month of moving forward, we will receive it in Jesus' name. And I command the devil to lose the wealth of this earth, and we grab it in the name of Jesus. I command Satan to take your hand of the wealth and prosperity of our nations, our churches, now in Jesus' name. I command
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, everything hindering, in all hindering forces against the wealth of the churches
water.
Of God, against the wealth of the brethren, against the wealth of nations, all hindering forces, we raise you with the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, devil, we bind you and render you ineffective against us. We are moving forward with our family this month of the March to the end of the year in Jesus' name. Jesus
Amen.
Is the Lord of the heart, and the heart and the fullness belong to Jesus Christ. As joint heir with Jesus Christ, We claim the words of this heart. We are joined here with Jesus Christ. I command words to come to us now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Genesis chapter 12 verse 2 tells us we are going to be a great nation. We are blessed. Our name shall be great. The names of we Christians all over the world shall be great. We will be a blessing to others and to nations. Those who bless us will be blessed. Almighty God will remove curse from the nation and from our lives. We are moving forward in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Genesis 12:3. In us, all the families of the house shall be blessed.
Yes.
Exodus 23:20. Almighty God is the enemy to our enemies and is an adversary to our adversary. That's Exodus 23:20. And Deuteronomy 1:11 says, My Lord God, my Father, will make us 1,000 times more numerous than our fathers and bless us as he has promised. God is the one that promised, that fulfilled his promise. He will surely fulfill his promises concerning our lives in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 8:18. I remember the Lord my God, for it is he that has given us the power to get wealth. God will give all of us the power to get wealth, and he will not forget us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 28:3 says, Our cities and farms will be successful. The whole of Deuteronomy 28, verse 4 says, I will produce many children, and they will be blessed. We are all children of God. We are many and numerous, and we are blessed. He said we have large crops. Our livestock will be fruitful. We have plenty to eat to glorify God. It says in Deuteronomy 28:6 that our daily work will be successful, because this is the month of forwardness. The daily work of all we Christians will be successful in Jesus' name. And by
Amen.
The reason of the anointing of God on us, we are able to defeat our enemies in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We are God's own special people. Rain will come at the right time for us and our children, and they are descendants in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 28:12 says, We have plenty of money to lend to others nations. We Christians will always be the head, will not be the tail. We will lend to nations. Our nation will be a leader among all nations. Any nation we have, this nation America we have, will be a leader among nations. That's Deuteronomy 28:13. The nation in which we meet ourselves, Deuteronomy 28:13, will be wealthy and powerful. Leviticus 26:4 says, Rain will come in a season for our land, and our land shall yield its produce, and the priest of the fish shall yield their fruit. There shall be sour so blessing. This is the promise of God. There shall be season refreshing, come from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we play. Mercy strong songs are falling, but for the shower we play. Leviticus 26:11 says, God is dwelling among us as Christians, and is working with us. God is dwelling among us as Christians, and is working with us. And it says in Psalm 1, verse 3, we are like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. Everything we do, we prosper and flourish. Psalm 21 says, The Lord will answer us in the day of trouble. Whenever
yes.
we call on the name of God, we have the assurance that he will answer us in the day of trouble, and we have to glorify
yes.
him. Psalm 21 says, the name of God of Jacob will defend us. God is the one that will be our defense. Leviticus 26:7, we will have protection from the enemy. So he's the one that is protecting us. And the Lord will fulfill all our petitions. We intercessors, that's Psalm 25. The Lord will fulfill all our petitions. Psalm 23:5 says, the Lord prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He anointed our head with oil, our cups run over. That's
yes.
And he said, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and that we will be dwelling in the house of God forever.
Amen.
It says, the Lord will remember all our offerings, according to Psalm 20. He will remember all our offerings and accept our burnt sacrifice. The
yes.
Lord will grant us according to our heart's desire and fulfill our purposes. We will rejoice in our salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. Says
Amen.
Psalm 20 verse 5. Psalm 34 verse 8 to 10. We are blessed because we trust in the Lord God Almighty. When we trust in the Lord God Almighty, we move forward. There's no way we don't move forward when we trust in the Lord. We reference the Lord God Almighty. There is no want in our life. The young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but we shall not want any good thing, because we are the children of the Lion of Judah. We will not lack any good thing in life.
Yes.
Psalm 35 verse 27 says, shout for joy, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. God
yes.
has pleasure in our prosperity. He has pleasure, the Lord be magnified. We shout for joy. We always shout for joy, and we always magnify God, because he has pleasure in our prosperity. God wants us to prosper in life. Psalm 37:4 says, I delight myself in the Lord, and he will give me the desire of my heart. All of us
yes.
that are Christians, we should delight ourselves in the Lord God Almighty. The desire of our heart shall surely be granted.
Amen.
In Psalm 37 from verse 18 to 19, that our inheritance shall be forever. We shall not be ashamed in the evil times, and in the day of famine, we shall be satisfied.
Yes.
We shall be satisfied with God, and be satisfied to work with God gives us. We will never be put to shame in life. Psalm 112:1-3 says, I delight myself in the word of the Lord. Before we can move forward, we have to delight ourselves in the word of the Lord.
Yes,
when we delight ourselves in the word of the Lord, we are blessed. Wealth and riches will always be in our house. We must live the life of righteousness. Our righteousness must endure forever. We have to delight ourselves in reading the word of God.
Yes.
And we have to love God before moving forward. Proverbs 8:21 says, my love for the Lord God is great. Before we can move forward and be blessed and be worthy and be enriched, our love for God must be great. He has endowed us to inherit wealth, and he will fill our treasures in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord make us rich, and it added no trouble to it. No trouble
yes.
shall be added unto our life, says the Lord God Almighty, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Proverbs 14:24 says, we are crowned with wealth. And Ecclesiastes 5:19 says, we receive the wealth from the Lord God Almighty and the good head to enjoy it. When God gives us wealth, he will give us the good health to enjoy it. So
yes.
May God be bless the reading of his word. So we are blessed. We are moving forward in life in Jesus' name. We will enjoy
Amen.
The word of God Almighty with good health. And we are marching forward in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We are marching forward. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We are marching forward. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are marching forward. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are marching forward. I like that message. Baba Prince, this is the month of March. And we, the believers, the people of God, we are marching forward. We are not marching backward in the name of Jesus. And as many that are on this broadcast from different parts of the world, we have over 4,000 people listening to this broadcast from different parts of the world. You are all welcome. And you saw the message our mother in Christ has just preached. She said, this is the month of March. So the Christians, the people of God, are marching forward spiritually, physically, financially, materially. Every one of you is marching forward in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You and your family are marching forward in Jesus' name. You are not
Amen.
Marching backward. The devil is marching backward. Satan and his demons are marching backward. But we, the people of God, you are marching forward. We
Amen.
Are marching forward. Every
Amen.
One of us is marching forward. In the name of Jesus, Arabasaya, Erebusandaya,
Ibrundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundundund
family, we are marching forward. In our ministry, we are marching forward. In evangelism,
Amen.
We are marching forward. In soul winning, we are marching forward. In
Amen.
Prayer, we are marching forward. Some people are marching backward, though. But
Amen.
It will not happen again in the name of Jesus. You better pray this prayer, because that message, I capture that word from, you know, that word. He said, this is the month of March. That's a prophetic word. He said, this is the month of March. And so we, the people of God, we should be marching forward. Hey,
Amen.
I receive that word. Everybody open your mouth and begin to pray. We are marching forward this month of March. We are marching out of poverty.
Amen.
We are marching out of frustration and failure. We are
Amen.
Marching out of sickness and disease. We
Amen.
Are marching out of defeat. We are marching
Amen.
Out of frustration. We are marching
Amen.
Out of victory. We are marching
Amen.
Out of success. We are marching
Amen.
Out of favor and grace and mercy. We are marching
Amen.
Out of higher heights. In the name of Jesus Christ, raise up,
Amen.
Everybody begin to pray. Everybody begin to pray. Wherever you are, in any part of the world, you have joined this broadcast today. I tell you, that was a prophetic word. From God, the people of God are marching forward. We are not marching backward. In the name of Jesus, spiritually we are marching forward. Financially we are marching forward. Academically we are marching forward. In every way we are marching forward. In your business we are marching forward. In the name of Jesus, march out of pain. March, march, yes, march, in the name of Jesus, come. Thy church is marching on, thy church is marching on,
the gates of heaven
shall not prevail. Let me share with you a little bit before we conclude this prayer. The gates of hell will like to prevail. Jesus Christ said it. He said the gates of hell shall never prevail. The gates of hell will try to prevail, but they cannot prevail because by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are marching forward, we are marching on, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Yeah,
amen.
We are going to sing that song again. And then we are going to pray that we are marching forward in life, we are marching forward in our business, marching forward in our education, marching forward in every area of our life, marching forward. And the gates of hell shall never be able to prevail. Yes,
amen.
Let's sing that song once again, and then we are going to pray that prayer. Thy church is marching on.
Thy church is marching on. The gates of hell shall not prevail. The
church
is marching on.
You are the church. Oh, don't you know that ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost? And the Holy Spirit dwells in you. Did you know? You see, sir, the church, you thought that the church is the building, cathedral. You thought that the cathedral is the church. Oh, yes, that is the church, physically. But the church says, know ye not that ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit dwells in you. You are the temple. Know ye not, ye are the temple. No, ye are the temple. Ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit dwells. You know, we are the temple. So when you say the church is the body of Christ, the Christians, the believers. Though we have the physical building as a church, but the Bible refers to you as the temple of the Holy Ghost, where Jesus is dwelling, where the Holy Spirit is dwelling. So when you say the church is marching on, when you say the church is marching on, you mean you yourself are marching on. Hallelujah. So we are going to pray that prayer. God, we are marching on. Ah, everybody, open your mouth. Begin to pray that prayer now. The church is marching on. We are not marching backwards. I am marching forward. We are my family. We are my wife and children. We are marching forward.
We are marching
forward.
The church is marching on in Jesus' name.
The gates of hell, the gates
of hell,
the gates of hell,
the
gates
of
hell,
the gates of hell, the
gates
of hell, the gates
of hell,
the
gates
of hell,
the gates
of hell,
the gates
of
hell,
the gates of hell, the gates of
hell, the gates of hell, the gates of hell, we are marching forward.
The church is marching on. We are marching on in Jesus' name.
We are marching forward.
The gates of hell shall not prevail against us.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You are marching forward. In the name of Jesus.
Forward in Jesus' name.
We are marching forward.
In the name of Jesus.
You are marching forward.
We are marching forward
in
Jesus'
name. You are not marching backward.
We are marching forward. We are not marching backward in the name of Jesus.
We are marching
backward never.
We are marching backward. We are not marching backward. The devil is marching backward. The demons and the evil spirits, which are our enemies, they are marching backward in the name of Jesus. But we, the people of God, the temple of the Holy Ghost, We are merciful. We are merciful. In the name of Jesus, we are merciful. In the name of Jesus Christ. Arabasaya. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory, honor, and adoration. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us today. With all prayer, blessings, we have faith in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes. We're going to stop here today. At least we have tried. God has been with us. I tell you, God is great. And I want to thank every one of you who came into this broadcast. I can see that the computer shows that there are 4,600 people that came into this broadcast today. And this is the highest we ever got. I tell you, we are marching forward. We are marching forward in the name of Jesus. Over 4,000 people listening to the word of God today on this broadcast. I tell you, God is great. I give the glory to God. Yes, I give the glory to God. Tomorrow, we're going to be on air again by 5 p.m. tomorrow. Let's call our friends and everybody to join us because God is doing great things. Oh, God is healing people. I receive a lot of phone calls, emails. I receive text messages from all over the world, people getting healed, people getting blessed, people getting their prayers answered. It's not by my power, not by my might. It's the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is doing his work. It's not me. It's Jesus Christ. We give him glory, honor, and adoration. We want to thank every one of you for joining us in this broadcast. And as many of you that are helping to support this ministry with your finances, God continue to bless you. Nothing is too small. Nothing is too big. Those who are seeking rich, they can give more. If you don't have it, you can give whatever God lay in your heart and support this ministry. And I tell you, God will reward you abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. God, I pray for everyone who have had your word today. Let your word mean so much to them. Let them be doers of your word and not just hearer alone. God, just bless them with this word. And let them continue to prosper, being good health, even as their souls prosper, in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you all. Thank you so much. Please forward this message everyone. Test it, spread it out, share it, and let it go all over the world that people will know the truth, and the truth has set them free. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Thank you, Mother in Christ. Honorable Lady Evangelist, Alaika Lawa, God continue to bless you and your family for taking time to be with us on this broadcast today. God has used you to speak a prophetic word. The church is marching forward. The people of God are marching forward. They are not marching backward. We receive that rhema word in the name of Jesus Christ. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much. God bless you all in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, sir.
All right, ma. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
All right, ma. Greet your people.